From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Deep Freeze 2016 has concluded. The exercise involving the El Paso County Office of Emergency Management, as well as other state and local agencies, simulated emergency response and recovery during a fictitious blizzard on Saturday. The Office of Emergency Management created a unified command post at Black Forest Fire and Rescue, and hundreds of volunteers served as stranded motorists. In a statement, Jim Reed, head of El Paso County Public Services, said this type of exercise is important to ensure the county is prepared as much as possible in times of large-scale emergencies. The state's water plan was finalized in November, and as Spencer Berkland reports, it will now be up to lawmakers to act on some of the policy recommendations.
The goal of the plan is to chart a course to provide additional water as the state's population grows, while at the same time protecting water for agricultural and recreational users. Republican House Minority Leader Brian Del Grosso of Loveland backs the effort, but he thinks the water plan lacked enough recommendations for water storage.
The reality is we need to start storing water. When our state continues to grow, we have to be able to try to meet those demands.
According to the state demographer, the northern part of the Front Range will experience some of the fastest growth in the state over the next 25 years. Del Grosso says there could potentially be water bills coming during the 2016 session, but other lawmakers say it will take longer to craft substantive policy. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
And for KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.